excuse me. I may be kind of scratchy. I'm right here on Mills Avenue downtown. I just finished up, just left. I mean, I've got it programmed in as far as the frequency goes, but the only thing I can do is receive.
No, you can't do that. If you want to transmit on GMRS frequencies, unless they're really more the FRS, and in the process had read about GMRS and saw that you had to have the license, and also there's different power restrictions and antenna restrictions too, I believe, on FRS and GMRS.
I mean, yeah, you can't transmit a kilowatt. You can transmit 50 watts on a lot of them. There's some that you can't transmit that much, but for most of them, you can get out pretty good distance if you got a decent rig. But another really good thing about it is if you have a GMRS license, then anybody in your household can use your GMRS radio. That's pretty cool. That's the only way I'll ever get my wife to camp
I'm thought about that too, because the same way she'd do it that way if she had to. And I wish I'd known about that when the kids were little. But anyway, they're all gone and moved, and it has to be in your household. It can't be just a member of your family living somewhere else.
Oftentimes, like on off valves on my water inside the house, or like you cut off the tank or you shut off a toilet or something like that, they're also old. They leak, so I don't mess with them anymore. I just go out to the street and turn the water off, do my water work, and then I go back outside and turn it on. And we have to get on the cell phone so that when I turn it on, she looks to see if there's any leaks while I'm turning it on. If there is, she says turn it off. That way I don't make a mess. Well, boy, having a radio would make that a whole lot easier.
Yeah, and I've actually thought about doing the GMRS too, but goodness, I have so little time for ham radio. I've thought about when am I going to be able to get on GMRS, and if I do that, then I'm going to want to put an antenna up on the house for that, and you know, there's just always, you know, you go down that rabbit hole, it never stops.
And I have, as my son, from house to house, they're 17-foot collinears that were very popular about 15 years ago. Everybody used to have one like 15 years ago. I don't know, there's no one talking about time to make one too, but there's 2 meters, 70 centimeters. And I put my antenna analyzer on that, and it's 1.1 to 1 on the GMRS match frequency. So I can use the exact same antenna that I use for him.
Dave, I'm over here near Bob Jones in Wade Hampton, and I'm really having trouble copying you. It's just the shadow. So I'm going to let you go because I can't. I'm making out about half of what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but I'm not getting much of it. So I'll let you go for now. I'm going to be in the shadow for a little bit. Have a good day. W4DJW N4ZLK.
Be safe out there. Good talking to you.